laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Ty, once again, for one of our favorite games. German Fest is coming up July 8th. That is next weekend.
Oh, boy.
Be a good time. In downtown Syracuse.
Great city. Wonderful town.
All you have to do is figure out what is German and what is not German.
Yeah.
And Brianna is on the phone with us. Brianna, with the last name Horseman, are you German or not German?
I am German.
You are German.
You Ooh. Are German.
So 100% should be your grade on this, huh?
I'll try.
If not, we'll find out.
That's all I'm going to ask. I appreciate you.
Your family might shun you and throw sauerkraut at you. I don't know. All right.
That seems harsh. I doubt they'll do that.
It would be tasty, at least, flying at you like that.
JP would just sit there going, howm, howm.
Exactly.
Howm.
Soap in the mouth.
Is that eating with a German accent? Howm.
That's Homer Simpson on The Simpsons when he eats donuts.
Yeah, but you sounded like you were doing it with a German accent.
Oh, thank you.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That would be the best German accent we've had in 3 days of doing this.
Probably.
That's accurate.
All right, Brianna, you just have to determine what's German, what's not German. Lauren, what's first on the docket?
Gummy bears.
Gummy
bears German or not German?
Not German.
Gummy bears are most definitely German.
Dang it.
They were invented in the 20s by Hans Riegel when he started the Haribo company. Haribo is a German company. So gummy bears are definitely German.
Sidebar, to defend her, she eats only local gummy bears. So she supports Nebraska.
Sidebar,
Nebraska gummy bears.
Get some liquor, dump a bunch of gummy bears in there, let it sit for like 12 hours. Really good.
That is true.
Just saying. All right, item number two.
And then
kids don't do that.
Kids don't do that.
It's rummy bears.
Rummy bears?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
The perm.
Vodka in them?
Well, not if you put vodka in them.
Okay.
Anyway, the perm.
The perm.
Yes, the hair perm.
Whoa.
German or not German?
I'm going to say not German. I don't think it's German.
Also German, yes.
Well, like,
seriously, the perm
I just
is
assumed
German?
It was originated, it's just 80s. That's all you can say. It's
yeah. So glow.
Okay, but you have to listen to this. German hairdresser Charles Nessler invented the earliest known version of the perm. He used a mixture. Of cow urine and water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
To achieve those bouncy curls.
How does that happen the first time? She's like, do something crazy to my hair. Well, I got some extra cow urine and a little bit of extra whatever the else it was. I'm going to put it in there.
Water was the other thing.
Go for it.
But then he came up with the right mixture of harsh chemicals, which he ran test trials on his wife.
Nice.
Two of which burnt off her hair and caused scalp wounds.
Now, is that his fault or her fault?
That's love.
For saying yes.
I feel like that's his fault.
Okay.
Item number three, in German or not German, Brianna, you still have a chance to win.
Okay. I think you're going to win no matter what.
Tacos.
Ooh. Tacos.
Not German.
Not German. That is right.
Oh. Okay. That's from New Mexico, right?
Yeah, from New Mexico?
Yeah.
I think not.
No?
I think it's the old one.
I should have listened in history class.
Item number four, German or not German?
Heidi Klum.
Actress, model.
Yeah, German.
Yes. Heidi Klum is German.
I bet $5 she gets the last one.
She was born in Bergisch Gladbach, Germany.
Uh-huh.
Which sounds real.
Exactly how they say that.
All right.
A pair of shoes.
$5 says she gets this right.
All right. German or not German, final item.
She got it.
To win your way to German Fest.
Alaska Wildberry chocolate candy. Alaska Wildberry chocolate candy.
This was my contribution to the game.
Not German.
They're like, Husker Nick, get something for the game. That's it.
Yes.
I got it. Way to go.
Is that even a real thing, or did you just put a bunch of words together?
Yeah. That's
no, it's
real.
A kind of candy.
They got them up there. Candy.
From Alaska.
From Alaskan
Believe it
candy.
Or not, from Alaska.
Huh. What a thunk it.
Huh. Wow.
Weird.
Well, congratulations, Brianna. None of those things will probably be at German Fest. Or right. They might. We'll just have to wait and see.
I'm hoping Heidi Klum's there. That's real talk. If
I
she's
wouldn't be
there,
surprised if you could find some gummy bears somewhere. It could happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Brianna. You're going to German Fest on us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have fun. Thank you.
Line. We'll play another round of German or not German tomorrow.
Schwitzenbachen will be playing. They will provide the music.
Can you imagine them coming out of Lederhosen? Those hats with the little
Wheeler
feather.
And Lederhosen?
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Sorry. I take that back.
I don't know about that
at all.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.